It is a good thing to have our eyes to the mark and the determination to attain the wishes of our hearts. The preacher most developed his gifts which the Lord has given him. The Apostle Paul had announced his wishes, and those that were with him could hear that announcement. What they must do. These seven objectives must be the objections of all preachers for the glorious gospel of free grace. The great apostle set forth in his words, words of instruction for you and for me. First, Paul's aim was to know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Christ hath revealed himself to Paul on the Damascus road to and from Jerusalem. There and then, Saul, the persecutor of Christ, became Paul, the slave of Christ. Christ became the objective of the great Apostle Paul. Creation is great, but face to face is more than greater still. Christ not only is in part, but in creation is a thing of request, personal request. You must call upon the name of the Lord. It is the best of all. The day Paul called on the Damascus road, the old Saul passed away, and behold, a new Saul came forth by the vision of Christ himself. Face to face did Christ see him, and he believed and was saved and sealed by the Spirit of God. Oh, what a miracle that our first view of Christ is Christ extinguishes all other lights. I only need the light of Christ. Christ, the light of the sinner. Nothing less, nothing more. That's it. Oh, I could look my eyes away, gazing on my blessed Savior. I know Christ. Yes, I know him by the print of the nails in his hands. Oh, to put my finger into his nail print. Oh, that I might know him, whom to know is life everlasting. Bless God, in our eternity, I will know Christ as I have never known him before. That will be glory for me. Secondly, Paul cries out, not only that I might know Christ, but that I might not only know him, but that I might be warmed by him. Philippians 3, verse 8. Christ is God's free gift. I have warned him by grace, but he is also mine by prize. If Christ had to be free, I would run after him. If Christ had to be wrestled with, I would wrestle with him. If Christ had to be prayed, I would pay him. Everything I will do to hold Christ, as the winner Paul cried, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. Let them this be our objective. Let us be like him, that we might see him as he is. Paul cries that he might see the Lord magnified. He calls for the magnification of his Savior. Christ shall be manifested in my body, whether by life or by death. Philippians chapter 1, verse 20. Paul makes it absolutely plain in all circumstances, I will magnify Christ. It matters not if he suffers. It matters not what should happen to him. But if he is my Christ, my loving, living Christ, nothing shall stop me in the enjoyment of his presence. Fourthly, Paul says he wants to be found in Christ. Noah was found in the ark with his family. But that was along with the animals that went with him. But we do not go with animals to the great ship of the gospel. We come just as we are. Just as we are, and without one plea. But that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Fifthly, we must be confirmed. Only Christ can confirm us. And so we hand ourselves over to the Savior, and we say, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. And we find that he is altogether lovely. Sixthly, Paul is willing to call on Christ, because he is now marching to heaven, and where heaven is, Jesus is. To be with Christ is the blessed, is the best possible experience. To be with Christ is enough. Nothing can be taken from it. Nothing can be added to it. It is everything to me. O Lord, thou art everything to me. Everlasting glory that never fades. We'll never say goodbye in heaven. We'll never say goodbye. And seventhly, Paul finally says he wants us to rejoice in the day of Christ. This is the perfection of the best day we will have ever lived. What rejoicing in Christ's presence when the race is won and the joy to heaven has been given to us. All the crooked paths are made straight. And the rough paths have become pure and quiet and friendly. And the dark things are all made plain. Christ seals to the very uttermost all unto come to God by him. Christ is my all, my sure defense. Or shall my soul depart from other defenses? He is my rock, my refuge too, in spite of all my foes can do. Note carefully, Paul was converted by the grace of Christ. He was employed by the preaching of Christ. He was strengthened by the power of Christ. He was delighted by the glory of Christ. He was attracted by the happiness of Christ. And he was promised glory to the praise of Christ. May God help you to call Christ into your heart, the hope of glory. Amen and amen.